Tosfos and Daf Yud Mem Beis in the context of Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira raises some critical ha'aros regarding Psulei Kehuna. The Gemara discusses, as you know, the machlokas between Rav Dina and Rav Sama. When exactly do we assume Yesh Shliach or Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira in that context of Kinyan Chatzeh? Rav Dina maintains that it all depends on Bar Chiyuva. That if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, then we assume that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. In that context, Rashi cites the Svar of the Gemara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomim, a double Chiddush of Rashi. Number one, to mention that Svara, when as the Ritva points out, seemingly Maskana, it's based on Psukim. And number two, that Rashi writes this in the context of Ravina. But apparently Rashi maintains that if you have to be a Bar Chiyuva, that's relevant to that svara of Divrei Mishomim. If a person is chayiv in, so therefore why is it that all of a sudden he is listening to the words of the Mishaleach? And Rav Sama says that no, the critical factor is discretion. If it's ibay avad, ibay lo avad, then in such a case, we assume ein shliach l'dvar aveira. If it's something that automatically will occur, such as a kinyan chatzeh, then we assume that yesh shliach. So the Gemara is nafgamina, is what happens if you have an instance where there is not a bar chiyuva. Koinyo says to Yisrael, say v'kadesh li isha grusha. So if you assume, as the chiddush of Ravina, this Yisrael is not the bar chiyuva, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, if you assume as Rav Sama, even then we'll maintain that ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So Tosus is immediately bothered. We discussed in the earlier shiurim, even if a person is not the bar chiyuva, but this is Heter Gomor, isn't there an Isser of Lifneiver? Tosus assumes the stunning Chiddush that Lifneiver is not enough. Not enough. In order to argue that, you're a Bar Chiyuva, and therefore in Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Ritva disagrees, quotes this Chiddush at Tosus. Interestingly, when the Ritva quotes this Chiddush at Tosus, the Ritva cites the Svara of Divrav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomim, that you have to be chayiv ba'osa aveira, not just simply that, whether it's mut or whether it's considered to be that which is aser. And the Ritva points out that maybe we would not apply the principle of lifneiver in this particular case. After all, maybe this is aliba derava that you need kidei shuvah. Or one could argue that, look, the Kohen himself could go ahead and marry this woman, and therefore it doesn't meet that high requirement to lifneiver lo sitei mishal. But Tosus is bothered by the following. What exactly is the nafkamina? In this case, it's seva kadesh li isha gerusha. So you tell me, look, the kedushin is performed, so the question is now, do we attribute that to the shaliach, mishaleach, who indeed is loke? The difficulty, Tosus points out, is there really malchus? When you look in the Gemara and Kedushin, Dabayin Ches, that is a critical machlokas of Bayin Rava. That Dabayin maintains that yes, that Kidei Shloke, okay, if Kidei Shloke, so I understand. So this Kedushin was done. Who is it that is guilty of? Is it the Shliach or the Mishaleach? But according to Rava, that's not true. That Kidei does not generate Malkus at all. You require Kidei Uba'a. Kidei Uba'a. So in such a case, with the act of Kedushin itself, there is no onesh. So what would the difference be between Ravina and Rav Sama? Tosus is assuming Pashup Shat that the Kedushin is Chal, in any case, because there is Tfisas Kedushin B'chavi Lavim. So there is a Chalos Kedushin, and at the same time there is no Malkus. So what exactly do we mean that there's Machlokus, Ravina, Rav Sama, whether Yesh Shliach or Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Do we pin this on the Shliach or the Mishaleach? Everyone agrees they're married, and everyone agrees that there's no Malkus, so what exactly would the Nafkamina be? So Tosus writes the following Chiddush. According to the Shita of Abai, you understand that Kidesh, yes, there's Malkus. Ba'al, there's Malkus. What about Rava who disagrees? That you need Kidesh uba'al. What exactly does that mean? So let's assume you have Kidesh uba'al. Kidesh uba'al. So now what? There's Malkus, of course. Kidesh uba'al is loke. But how many sets of Malkus exactly are there? Would Rav agree that there are two sets of Malkus? It's just that the Malkus will not kick in just at Kidesh. You need Baal, but Kishe Baal. So in such a case, one is Loke, even because of this Rav, Lo Yikach. So that's Tosus' Diyun. And Tosus writes that great, great Kiddush. This is the lengthy Diyun in the Ritva. How many Malkus would indeed you get? So Tosus says, look, two sets of Malkus. You need Baal, but Kishe Baal. There's Malkus for Kidesh, and there's malchus for Baal as well. Oh, so the question is the following. So would I go ahead and give this Kohen two sets of malchus, now because of Kidesh or Baal? So if you assume that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, oh, because of Ravina, because the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, so now all of a sudden the Kohen is Lokesh Dayan. He'll get two sets of malchus for Kidesh and for Baal. Kidesh and Baal, wow. And if you assume not that way, if you assume that that's not true, that here, ain shliach l'dvar aveira, ain shliach l'dvar aveira, so in such a case, then what would the malchus be for the Kohen? He'll get malchus for Baal, but not for Kidesh. But if Rava requires Kidesh u'Baal, Kidesh u'Baal, and when it comes to Kidesh, we assume that ain shliach l'dvar aveira, is it possible to argue that, ooh, according to Rav Sama, that ain shliach l'dvar aveira, maybe no malchus, no malchus at all? According to Ravina, that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, satosis is lokesh dayin. According to Rav Sama, that maintains that no, that even here ain shliach l'dvar aveira, because iboyavad, iboylavad, which means the kidesh cannot be attributed to the kohen. So would we really argue that he's going to get malchus? What do you mean? Malchus is kidesh u'ba'al. Kidesh u'ba'al. That's not so explicit in Tosas. The Imre Moshe writes in Simen Yud, a lengthy, lengthy footnote, that according to that side of Tosas, maybe there's no malchus. No malchus at all. Malchus requires kidesh u'ba'al. So extremes, extremes. If you hold like Ravina, we can attribute not only the ba'al, but the kidesh. Okay, lokesh dayin. But if you hold like Rav Sama, though, wait a second. So the Kidesh is here and the Baal is that called Kidesh Baal? So one could have argued, of course it's called Kidesh Baal. Of course it's called Kidesh Baal. Why exactly is that true? Let's assume the following. Let's assume, like the day in the Ritva, that Rav needs Kidesh Baal, but there's only one set of Malkus. Not two sets of Malkus. There's only one set of Malkus in Kidesh Baal. Why exactly is that true? If you need Kidesh Baal, so why is it that there's only one set of malchus? Maybe the lumdus is as follows, that he's lok achas because ba'al, ba'al. The question is the following. What type of bia generates a chiv malchus? What type of bia generates a chiv malchus in this particular case? Maybe one could argue as follows. Let's assume it's a random biasness. A random biasness. So that will not generate a chiv of malchus. So what type of bia is it that is loka? You know what the answer is? Bia shalishus. The quality of bia means a bia of ishus. Oh, so maybe one argue as follows. So of course I require kidesh. But maybe you a chidesh, that even according to Rav, it's not that it's an iser murkav, that the iser has two steps. It is kidesh uva'al. Maybe I'll tell you as follows, that the kidesh, okay, now just sets the stage that the bia will not be a random biasnus, but this will be a bia of ishus, a bia of ishus, and therefore you're loka achas because ba'al. Why do you need kidesh? Because without kidesh. So therefore, it's a random biasnus, it's not a bia of ishus, and that's what the Torah is referring to. When the Torah tells us the yalika, when it comes to a grush and a kohen, it's not referring to a biasnus, but rather it's referring to a bia of ishus. So therefore, yes, it requires kidesh, but there's only one set of malchus for the case of Baal, okay? And that's why the Ritva writes that even though Rava requires kidesh or Baal, but only loka achas. Okay, what about now according to this chiddush within Tosos? So then Moshe points out that maybe Tosos is assuming completely differently, because after all, let's assume that ain shliach l'dvar aveira, ain shliach l'dvar aveira. But the Kedushin is Chal. Isn't that the first Teretz HaTosos? The second Teretz HaTosos, no Chalos Kedushin. Good. But according to the first Teretz HaTosos, the Kedushin is indeed Chal. And the Baal, certainly is a Bia of Ishus. There's a Chalos Kedushin. But yet you're going to argue that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and therefore, Ein Oloke. Ein Oloke. What do you mean, Ein Oloke? This was Ishus, and this was a Bia of Ishus of Grusha L'Kohen. But yet the possibility of Ein Oloke? How could that be? If that's Pshat and Tosos, apparently you see the following, that no, that Kiddush Shobal is not just simply that Kiddush is necessary to create a Bia of Ishus, and the Malkus is for the Bia of Ishus, because if that is true, forget about whether Yesh Shliach or Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Everyone should agree that there should be Malkus on Baal, no? If you're going to argue that day in Tosus means Kidesh of Baal, and if Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, you don't have Kidesh, what do you mean you don't have Kidesh? They're not married. No, they are married according to the first day in Tosus. You don't have Kidesh because the Isser is a compound Isser of Kidesh Uba'al, and therefore if you hold that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that's it. Now you can no longer attribute the Isser of Kidesh to the Kohen, and therefore maybe Ein Eloke. Wow, so that's, and Moshe points out, there will be a stunning Ha'ara within this first Teretz of Tosus. Apparently that the Isser is Kidesh Uba'al. Not just simply that the Kidesh is the Hechatimtz that's necessary to create a Bia of Ishus, which is the Isser, when the Torah describes a Grusha and a Kohen. And if this is true, maybe this Bira Tosus will be against the Rambam, because it seems from the Rambam Shita exactly that Bira, that even though the Rambam Paskins like Rava, that Kidesh Uba'al, but it's not really Nisr Murkav, that there's Nisr Kidesh and Nisr Ba'al, as much as the quality of the Isr that we're speaking about is a Bia of Ishus. And therefore, obviously, a prior Kedushin is necessary, because what the Torah is forbidding is not a random Maisa Bia between a Grush and a Kohen, but Lo Yikach means that a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. So when you require Baal, that means that is the Bia of Ishus. That shouldn't be so surprising, because when we speak about Ishus, Ki Yikach Ishishu Ubala, so the Bia is not just that there's a Heter Bia, the Bia is more than that, that Rosh Aveshik would describe, that the Bia is the Gemara Ishus. You know, the Gemara has Ksuva Staf Dalet, the tragic cases of Mace, Aveg Shal Chasam, Imo Shal Kala, Chasam, Akala, Bikam, Avelim, during the Chasna. So, it's sometimes you can continue with the Ishus, the Ishus began. What does continue with the Ishus mean? It means continue until the Ishus is completed. You know what that means? Boel, Bilas, Mitzvah, Uparish. What does Bia have to do with the Gemara Ishus? I understand, I can continue the Ishus, and then the Avelis is going to kick in. But what exactly does that mean? Continue until when? Baal Bias Mitzvah Parish. Now, the Bias Mitzvah is considered to be maybe the Gemara Ishus. That's what Tosos emphasizes. Ksuvah, Stav, Dalet Amad Aleph. That Baal Bias Mitzvah Makat. Maybe the same thing here as well. That the Kidesh Baal is the Bia of Ishus, of the Gemara Ishus. And the Kiddush is not considered to be as part of the Chefze Shal Isser, the Avera, but rather, what makes it into a Bia of Ishus? The answer is the case of Kidesh. I'll tell you Chidushim of the Rambam. You look in the Rambam, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Yisrei Bia, the Rambam writes the following. You need Kidesh Uba'al. Oh, good, like Rambam. So a coin in a Grusha, you need Kidesh Uba'al. Okay. The Rambam writes a stunning Kidesh. What about when it comes to Yisrei of Mamzer? The Torah tells us, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kalashim. So when exactly is that chal? When is it that there's malchus for this mamzer? You know what the Rambam writes? Unbelievable. Kidesh Uba'al. Just like what our Tosus describes. It's in Kedushin Afayin Ches. When it comes to Grusha L'Kohen, Kidesh Uba'al. So the Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to a mamzer. In other words, what does the Torah mean by Lo Yafa Mamzer B'Kal Hashem? It means you cannot marry a mamzer. You cannot marry a mamzeres. And what is the difference of the Ishus, the Gemara Ishus? The answer is Kiddush of all. What's true when it comes to Grusha L'Kohen? It's true when it comes to mamzer and mamzeres. And you know who screams? The Ravid. Right, the Ravid writes, Zutos Gedola. No? What a mistake. To argue what the Gemara in Kiddush, what our Tosa says is true when it comes to Grusha L'Kohen, is true when it comes to a mamzer. Because, wait a second. Now, when it comes to the Isser of Grusha L'Kohen, the Torah says, Lo Yikachu, meaning what? That a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. Oh, so if that's true, I understand. You need Kidei Shavuot. Kidei Shavuot. When it comes to Mamzer, is that really Veser? You're not allowed to marry a Mamzer? You're not allowed to marry a Mamzer? There, the rabbi points out, the Torah doesn't say, Lo Yikach. No? Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekalashem. Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekalashem. That, dude, the rabbi writes, is an Isserbia. It's an Isserbia. It's not an Isser of Ishus, but rather it's an Isserbia. No, take a step back. Sometimes the Torah says, Lo Yikach, Lo Yikach, Lo Yikach. What exactly does that mean? Is that an Isser Ishus? Or is that an Isserbia? Well, one thing is clear, no? Let's assume you're dealing with Arayas. You're dealing with Arayas. When it comes to the Isser of Achos Isha, the Pasuk says Lo Sikach. What exactly does that mean? You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister? There's no Tfisas Kedushin with your wife's sister. No, that's really what it means. That you can't give Kesef Kedushin too. Well, of course. No, it's meaningless. It's not Chal. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. So that's what the Pasuk indeed means. Well, we pointed out, ooh, that Chiddush of Sefer HaChinuch, the Har of the Minchas Chinuch, the Hosafos of the Minchas Chinuch, and the Kobetz HaMincha, now that the Chinuch seems to say there's an Isser. There's an Isser to marry Arayos. There's an Isser Kedushin of Arayos. Boshub Shad, there's no Chalos. It's not Chal. It's nothing. So what does the Torah mean when it says, regarding Achos Ishalosika? You know what it means? It means that Isserbia, Arayos, Arayos, Achiyu Kares, no Tivisus Kedushin, the Vadas Amamze. The Torah mentions when it comes to Bas Bno, Bas Bito. What exactly is in Losikach? It means Arayos, Arayos. So sometimes in the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach, Losikach, it means in Isserbia. Sometimes in the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach, Losikach, it means in Isra Kedushin, Kedushin. Ooh, so a coin for Grushas Chavilavim. And there's Tfisas Kedushin with Chavilavim. It's not considered to be Bechlal Ha'arayos. There's Tfisas Kedushin. The flat is not a mamzer. So there, lo yikach means ishus. Ishus, kidei shuval. When it comes to arayos, a chiyuv karis or a chiyuv misa, when there is no tfisas kedushin, there, lo sikach is going to mean it's an iserbia, the iserbia. Now, what about when it comes to mamzer? There, mamzer is chavilavim. Chavilavim, I understand. And the pasuk says, lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem. Should I argue that that's an Isser, Kidei Shuval? Kidei Shuval. There's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to a Mamzer. All right, the Bas Yisrael marries a Mamzer, they're married and have to get divorced. There's Tfisas Kedushin. There's Tfisas Kedushin. It's Chavilavim. So the Rambam writes, look, if there's Tfisas Kedushin, this is comparable to Grusha the Kohen, and therefore, Kidei Shuval, Kidei Shuval. And the Ravid writes, no. If the Pasuk mentions Lo Yikach, Lo Yikach is an Isra Kedushin. So that's what the Pasuk says. Kedushin, Kidei Shuval, Kidei Shuval. However, when it comes to Mamzer, you're right, there's Tfisas Kedushin. So maybe one could have argued it's similar to Grusha the Kohen, that Kidei Shuval, but the Ravid, that's not true. If the Pasuk would say Lo Yikach, that's true. Yikach there would mean Likuchim, Kedushin. The Pasuk says Lo Yavo, Lo Yavo. You know what that Pasuk is? Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem? The Ravid writes, it's an Isserbia. It's an Isserbia. Because what will happen as a result of Bia? Forget about Ishus. What will happen as a result of Bia? You know what very likely will happen? Yarba Mamzeres Yisrael. And that's the Isser. That's the Isser. Shlo Yarba Mamzeres Yisrael, the Ravid writes. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Kidei Shuval. That's a straight Isserbia. It's similar to Arayos, but for a very, very different reason. In Arayos, it's clear because it's in a scenario no Tfisas Kedushin. Here, yes, potentially there is Tfisas Kedushin, but you don't need Kidei Shuval because it's not an Isser of Ishus. It's an Isser of Bia, and therefore there's no such requirement at all. Oh, a Fasim Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid. So the Rambam writes the Chiddush, you need Kidei Shuval. Not only in cases of Grusha the Kohen where we're talking about an Isser of Ishus, an illicit marriage, but even need Kidei Shuval when it comes to Mamzerus, because that's what the Torah tells us. You cannot marry a Mamzer. You cannot marry a Mamzerus. Now, you look in the Rambam, Perak Yitzayim, in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the following. You know, there's Nisr of Lo Yikach. Okay. There's Nisr of Lo Yechalel. Lo Yechalel. What exactly does lo yechalo mean? What does lo yechalo mean? So typically, the Rambam describes it as follows, that you have a woman whose status will be impaired, diminished, as a result of her maisavia. In other words, the result of that maisavia is an impairment of her kedusha. And that's the isser of lo yechalo. That's the isser of lo yechalo. So on the one hand, the Torah says, you know, there are certain people you cannot marry. And beyond that, the Torah tells us, lo yechalo, lo yechalo. So, one could envision that, you know, there can be malchus v'yicha, malchus v'yechalo, because as a result of the maisavia, so in such a case now, her status is dropped, her standing is diminished, her kedusha is impaired, and therefore, there should be malchus. So the Rambam writes a pretty stunning, stunning chiddush. So let's assume, for example, a woman is a grusha, and a kohen goes in and marries a grusha. A kohen marries a grusha. Oh, so of course, kidei shuvah, oh, the gemara ishus, there's malchus lo yikah. The Torah says that there's nisr of ishus. What about lo yechalo? Is there going to be malchus when it comes to lo yechalo? Is there malchus? So I could have said, of course, of course. When you have such a case of a nivla l'posala, this woman is not allowed to be married to the kohen, and therefore this is a forbidden and illicit maisabia. So if you have a forbidden and illicit maisabia, so that's called lo yechalel. What greater desecration could there be than an illicit biyashalishus? So you know what the Rambam writes? Nope. There's no malchus lo yechalel. Because you know what lo yechalo means? That as a result of the maisavia, her status is dropped. Her status is impaired. As a result of the maisavia. Let me ask you the following. You have a woman who's a grusha. She's a grusha. Can she marry Yisrael? Absolutely yes. Can she marry a kohen? Absolutely no. Guess what? She marries a kohen. Terrible. Right? Get divorced. She gets divorced. Her status is diminished. Because she was married to the Kohen? In what sense was that diminished? Who is it that she could have married up until now that she can no longer marry? She's mutter to Yisrael. She was always usher to a Kohen. She's a grusha. So as a result of the issues of a Kohen to a grusha, that was a chilul kedusha. Now, the status has dropped. In what sense? You know what a chilul kedusha means? That there was someone, for example, who she could have married before, who she can't marry now. So who exactly is that person? A grusha is also the kohen. So if a grusha goes and marries a kohen, that's terrible, get divorced, in avera. But how does that affect her status of ishus? So you know what the Rambam writes? It doesn't. And therefore, in a case of a kohen marrying a grusha, there's no malchus v'lo yechalo. That wasn't a chilul kedusha. That wasn't a chilul kedusha. Why is there malchus at all? Oh, you know what the answer is. There's malchus because kidei shabal, because lo yikach. Yeah, that the ishus was biser. So the malchus is betoras the ishus of grusha the kohen, but not because of lo yechala. Wow, that's the chiddush, the Rambam Shita. That's pretty stunning. No, one could have argued that lo yechala means nivul l'posala, a bia that could affect one's status in illicit being. The Rambam writes, no, that it has to translate into some concrete manifestation. So the Rambam gives you an example. You ready for this? An alman and a kohen. An alman and a kohen. So you have, this almana. An almana is mutter the kohen. All of a sudden, guess what? She passes on the Kohen and opts for the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is usher to the Amana. That, the Rambam writes, is lo yechalo. Because up until now, the Amana is mutter the Kohen. But if she goes ahead and the Kohen Gadol, That's nivla basala. As a result of that maisa being with the Kohen Gadol, guess what? She becomes asur l'kohen. She becomes asur l'kohen. Yesterday she was muteris l'kohen. Today now she became asur l'kohen. That's lo yichalel. That's lo yichalel. So when it comes to an almana, there we can speak about in isur l'ishus, and also we can speak about lo yichalel, because that bia now will nivel apostle midin zona. She's asur l'kohen. That's lo yichalel. That's a bia that impaired her status. That up until now she could marry everyone, just don't marry the Kohen Gadol. And all of a sudden, this is Nivul Apostola and Psal Kohen. Ooh, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. There's a fundamental difference between Grush Kohen and Amar Kohen Gadol. Because in the case of Grush Kohen, who is the person who now she can't marry as she can marry before as a result of this Maisabiyah? The answer is no one. How do you call it a Chilulim? I would have said it's called a Chilulim because it's an illicit Maisabiyah. No. The Rambam writes, has to manifest. And the Rambam writes, ooh, it manifests itself when it comes to that case. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. The Rambam tells us in the case of Grush l'Kohen, there's Malkus l'Yikav, there's no Malkus l'Yichalal, because the Bi was Amachal l'Kedusha, with the exception of Haman l'Kohen Gadol. That's the Rambam. With the exception of Haman l'Kohen Gadol. Ooh, so that's a heavy Chiddush. So in order to say that the Bia will generate that Chiyuv of Malkus, for lo yichalel, it has to impair a kedusha. And the malchus we're speaking about of Kli Shabbal is the malchus of lo yikach. Lo yikach. Wow. Lo yikach. Let me ask you the following. Jump down. The Rambam Perek Yud Ches. Let's assume you have Rachman Litzlan, an Ashes Kohen Shenens. An Ashes Kohen Shenens. She's married to a Kohen. So she was attacked. She's a Asur l'Kohen. She's a Asur l'Kohen. Nivul Apostle. She's a Asur l'Kohen. Okay. As a result of being a Asur l'Kohen, they can no longer be married. She's a Asur l'Kohen. The Rambam's Mefurish, Perek Yud Ches, Vilpas Isur Ebiya. So, let's assume that an Ashes Kohen Shenasa, and all of a sudden, subsequently, there was an Iserbia between the Baal and the Isha. The Baal and the Isha. So, a Kohen Shaba al Ishto la'achar shenivala, l'pasala. So, you know what the Rabbi writes? Malkus Deris. Malkus Deris. Malkus Daraisa. How exactly Malkus Daraisa? Ooh, lo yichala, lo yichala, because that was an illicit. No. What's lo yichala according to the Rambam? Pretty good, no? Lo yichala is only if, as a result of the Maisaviyah, there is someone who is usher, who up until now was not. Who's that person exactly? She's usher l'baal, nivul l'pasala. She's usher l'kohen. She'll be mutter to Yisrael. So that's not called lo yichalel. That's called lo yichalel. The Rambam just got through saying, lo yichalel means, no, that's where I'm headed. Lo yichalel means, so there's no, why is that malchus? There's no lo yichalel. So why lo ke? Why lo ke? I understand you could say that, you know what, that lachar shenivul l'apostle, terrible. No, ashes kohen shenensa. So you have to get divorced. But the Rambam writes, there's malchus deraisa. If Bolel, what's the name of this Malkus Daraisa? It's an illicit Maisabiyah because of Lo Yechalo. There is no Lo Yechalo. Lo Yechalo, according to the Rambam, is only it. No. So what is this Issa? You know what this there is? Malkus Daraisa for Lo Yikach. Whoa. Lo Yikach. You get chills, no? What Lo Yikach? What Lo Yikach? The Kedushin. The Kedushin was Beheter Gamur. Behet, tragically, 30 years later. No? An Ashes Kohen Shenensa. This was because of Lo Yikach. The Kedushin was, right? The Kedusha Vitara. You know what you see from that, Rambam? That the Isra of Lo Yikach, of Kidei Shobal, does not mean, in Isra Murkav, of Kedushin Baveira, and Bia Baveira. No, the Kedushin is not Baveira. This is just an Isra Bia. So I'll tell you, no, this Isra Bia is Lo Yichalo. But according to them, it can't be Lo Yichalo. It's not a candidate. You have to assume this Isra is Lo Yikach. Lo Yikach, what do you mean that? Really, Kuchin, the Kedushin. The Kedushin, you know what the Masada Kedushin was? Well, like, Kedushin Batara. No. You know what the answer is? No, that the Isra of Lo Yikach is Abia Shalishus. Abia Shalishus. It's not that it's an Isra Murkav of the Kedushin and the Bia. No, 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 not at all. Not at all. Right? It's the Bia Shalish against the deal of the Rosh Hashanah Tosfos. No. That it's not an Isra Murkav. A is Asr and B is Asr. Hey, it doesn't have to be Asr at all. In most cases, it will be. Because on Rosh Hashanah is a Kohen, the Kedushin was illicit. But even if you'll give me a case when that's not true, I just gave you a case. No. So in such an instance, the Rambam writes, there's Malkus Deraisa, because Le'ikach. What does that mean? The Torah says that Kidei Shobal is necessary, not because Kidei Shbaveira, Bal Baveira, no, but to have Abia Shalishus. And that is Abia Shalishus, which is Ba'aveira. And Eishus Kohen Shenensa. Is it Le'ikachal? It's not Le'ikachal. Oh, that's a pretty heavy issue. Whoa. In other words, the Kidei Shobal of our Gemara is not necessarily Isser A, Isser B. But the Kidesh just creates the framework, the structure, the Hagdor in order to be a Shalishus. And that's something that's us. That's pretty remarkable, no? That Kiddush in the Rambam Shita, that the be a Shalishus. Not necessarily the Kedushin Ba'avera. The Kedushin Ba'avera. You know, the Machna writes similarly, the Sugyan Kedushin Dap Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. A Kohen goes ahead, let's assume, Kohen Gadol marries an Amana. You know, there the Gemara says that there'll be a separate Chiyuv of Malkus for every Maisavir, as long as there was separate Hasra. So I'll ask you the same question in the sense that what is it that triggers all the additional malchus? Lo yichalo? There's no lo yichalo. You know what the answer is? Every ma'isabi is going to be nisra of lo yikach. In what sense? This was a new kedushin b'isra of avera. Of course not. No, but this was a new act of abiyah shalishus, and that's the chiddush indeed of the Rambam Shita. So that case, the Rambam, Perikid Ches, is stunning. No, that instance of an Ashes Kohen Shenensa, given the Chiddush of the Rambam's understanding of Lo Yichalo, that the Ishus is Beheter, but the Bia is Bavera, that's called Kiddush of Baal. I'll give you another example. Nechomesh Devarim, the beginning of Perek Chav Gimel, Psuadaka. One is not allowed to marry a Psuadaka. A person, again, not many details. Kushavcha, Psuadaka. I have to go through the 8th Perek of Masechet Yemamos. All the details, very, very critical. These shailas. Surface lalacha, the hagdara psuadaka. When do we see that not just there's impotency, but the git is impaired to the such a case that now this is an isra psuadaka or krushavcha? So not allowed to marry. And if one married a psuadaka, teitse, it can't remain married. And a further kiddush, let's assume the person became a psuadaka. Became a krushavcha. In other words, what? That the kedushin was beheter gamor. Later in life, after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, the Baal became a psuadaka. The Baal became a krushavcha. there's a very difficult Sifsei Chachamim, no, on that pasuk. Parachav Gimel, pasuk Beis. Take a look. Very difficult. It's against. We assume that Nisei Teitzei, when it comes to Psudaka, we assume that even if that Ishus was Behete, if he comes to Psudaka Teitzei, let's assume that that happens, Krishavka, Psudaka, and all of a sudden there is a Maisabia, Ooh, so let me ask you the following. Is that called Kidei Shuba'o? You know, if a woman marries a Psuadaka, I'll tell you, the Kedushin was Bavera, the Bia was Bavera, Kidei Shuba'o. In this particular case, where years later this happened. The Kedushin was Beheter Gamor. No, a Mitzvah Rabba. That same as the Kedushin. And all of a sudden, subsequently, now there's an Issa. Is that called Kidei Shuba'o? If you're to understand that Kidei Shuba'o means A and B, A Bavera, B Bavera, the issues, the Kedushin was not Bavera, but you saw from that Rambam, no, of the case of the Ishus Kohen Shenensa, the Kedushin does not be Bavera, it's just that the B has to be B.S. Ishus. Oh, so that would be Loka Daraisa then. Nasa Krushavcha, Nasa Psodaka, and if there's a Maisa Bia, that's called Kidei Shuba'o. That's not a Bias Nus. That's a Bia of Ishus. Even though the Ishus was Beheter Gamor. There's a comment of the Chazon Ish. It's found in Evan Ezer and Simon Yudalit. You know, the Chazon Ish just like throws something in parenthetically. There's the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is doch Yisra Eishasach. What happens if there are other Yisrim involved as well? Not just this of Eishasach, or two brothers married two sisters. Not only Eishasach, also Achos Isha, Chiv Kares. There's no Yibum or Chalitza, the opening Mishnah. Right, Maseches Yevamos. What would happen in the following? Let's assume that the dissertation is Shasach. Okay, Shasach is always Paka, but there's Chai V'Lavim. What would an example of Chai V'Lavim be? Let's say the following. A Kohen is married to a woman, the Kohen dies, no children. And guess what? The brother is the Kohen Gadol. You'll tell me, that's not just a love. For the Kohen Gadol Yibum, that's a love, and then I say, Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana and has to marry a Basula. Okay, so let's assume this was only after Erisin. Nisun didn't take place. So this is an Eishas Ish, she's an Arusa, but she's a Basula. So guess what? The Yibum here would involve Eishasach, okay, and Nisun love of Almana the Kohen Gadol. But guess what? Yibum is a mitzvah sasei. And here I can apply the principle of Esei Dochalos Esei. So you know what the Gemara writes? Inochinam, you're right. Midaraisa, we would allow for Yibum. Because Esei Dochalos Esei. What would that mean? After Yibum occurs, no longer have an essay. You no longer have an essay. And you still have the law. So how is that going to help for the future? For Bia Shnia? Be Rishon, you're covered. Ooh, and my focus Tosin Rashba, Tosus. Tchilas Bia. It's not even going to cover the Gemara Bia. It's only going to cover the Tchilas Bia. So, yeah, that's going to be it. Do Tchilas Bia, and now you're obligated to get divorced. You're not Mid Rabbanan, the Gazru Bia, Rishon out to Bia Shnia. Ooh, so when it comes to Chavilav, Gazru Bia Rishon out to Bia Shnia. So the Chazon Ish writes like in one line, you know, okay. And let's assume, for example, you have a case of Grusha LeKohen. Yibum in a case of Grusha LeKohen. One could construct a case where maybe the marriage was okay. But you know what? There's a case of Yibum, and the brothers are going. And now Yibum would involve Eshesach. Okay, that we always take care of. But in Isser Grusha the Kohen. In Isser Grusha the Kohen. So the Din Daraisa is that Esed Ochalos Esay. But Goz Rabbi Rishona Atubi Yashniya. Oh, so the Chazon Ish there writes as well that what exactly is the... But wait, the Rambam requires Kiddush Shabbat. What's the Kiddush? Chazon Ish writes, Yibum. Nasis Ish Lofadavah. The Kiddush is Yibum. That's a mitzvah rabba. That's a mitzvah rabba. Yeah, but Biyashniya is asr. Biyashniya is asr what? Kiddush Shabbat. So Chazon Ish writes in one line, yeah, because even though the Kedushin was a mitzvah rabba of Yibum, the Kedushin was not at all ba'avera, but the Biyashniya is a Biya of Ishus, which is an Avera, even though the Kedushin was a Mitzvah. So, don't you see from that you don't need Kidesh Ba'Avera, according to the Rambam. All you need is Kidesh, because now you have a Biya of Ishus Ba'Avera. And that's all. That's all that you require. That's a pretty fascinating issue. No? So let me ask you this. Rav Ashita, Kiddush Shabbat Malkus. Wait. Malkus requires Hasra. Well, Malkus requires Hasra. That's pretty fascinating, no? So what'd you say? Where exactly is this Hasra? Kiddush Shabbat Malkus. Yeah, you have to give Hasra. When exactly is the Hasra? Kiddush Shabbat Malkus. So that's just in the following. Ooh, the Avera is Kiddush Shabbat. And that's the name of the Avera, Kiddush Shabbat. And the Kiddush has to be Bisra Bavera. So where's the Hasra? Where exactly is the Hasra? What do you mean? So before the Kedushin takes place, I'm going to give you Hasra. Oh, there's an Isra of Lo Yikach. So you know what the ritual writes? That's Hasra Safek. I can really say, if Kiddush, then okay. No. If Kiddush, okay, you know, we crossed one bridge, but you need Baal, Kiddush or Baal. So you know what the ritual writes? Kiddush Nefeinches. That Rava, who says Kiddush or Baal, must assume Hasra Safek, Shema Hasra. Because how can you have Malkus or Kiddush Shabbat? If when are you going to give the Hasra? On the second half? What about the first half? So you have to give Hasra at the beginning of the Maisa Avera, and that's Kiddush. So what Kiddush? Kiddush could lead to is called Hasra. So the Ritva writes, so a Kiddush, this is a big machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokish, Hasra Safek, Shema Hasra. So I'm going to tell you that Rav Ashita is Hasra Safek, Shema Hasra. Wow, an interesting Kiddush, no? Maybe one could disagree. All right, if you look in the very end of the Kobetz Sa'aras, Rabbi Yochanan, Maseches Yevamos, Simen Peos Beis, Rabbi Yochanan, there are questions. Maybe an Isser Murkav is not called Hasra Safek. If you have a case where there's an Isser and there's a Tnai, well, maybe we'll call that Hasra Safek. You know? You're going to give Hasra at the time of the Kiyum HaTnai. The Kiyum HaTnai is not, you know. But if you have a case which is a compound Avera, he doesn't discuss our case, but I would add, Kiddush Shabbat. So maybe that's called a proper Hasra, because that is the onset of the Maisa Avera. But that's a Kiddush. Oh, so I'll tell you possibility three. You don't have to assume this Chiddush of Achanan, that an Isser Murkav, that's not Asura Safek. And you don't have to assume like the Chiddush of the Ritva, that Rav is Hasra Safek Shema Hasra. But the Rambam, no? The Rambam. Kiddush is not the Avera. That doesn't trigger the Malkus. Kiddush is necessary, of course, because without Kiddush you don't have the Bi'ur Ishus. But even if the Kiddush would be Heter Gomor, Beheter Gomor, and Eishes Kohen Shenansa, or Nasab Tzuadaka, or the Chaz Eishes case of Yibum, or the Matnas case of multiple Yisurim and Malkus for Amana, no? How does all that work? You know what the answer is? This is the Bia. The Bia in and of itself. Why do you need Kiddush? Not because it's an Isser Murka. Because that will be the Bia of Yishus. That's the Bia of Yishus. And guess what? You ready? Hasras Vadai B'Shas Bia. Not Hasras Safek B'Shas Kiddush. Hasras Vadai B'Shas Bia. Whoa. Oh. That's something. Is there any hefker to assume that Rav of Kiddush Shabbat is taking any stand whatsoever on the issue of Hasra Safek? So maybe yes, maybe no, but for two very different reasons. Maybe no because of, an Isser Murkav. Maybe that's not called Hasra Safek. Or maybe no, this is not an Avera Mukeves. This is not an Isser Murkav. The Kiddushin is not Bichlal HaAvera. Of course, it's necessary because it is the Bi'ur Yishus in those four cases where you see that even without, there'll be Malkus because you meet the requirement of Kiddush Shabbat. That's a pretty stunning possibility in the Rambam Shita, no? Yeah, when you take a look at the Rambams together, that's it jumps. You know, like, you see the Rambam in Perek Kesvav, then in Perek Yud Zayin, in Perek Yifetz. You see the Shita Sarambam. But that's the nature of Isser, according to Rava, of Kiddush Shabbat, as opposed to the possibility that there's an Isser Murkav, or maybe in the possibility of Tosus of Okishtaim, part for the Kiddush and part for, part for the Baal. But the fasting deal within the Shita, within the Shita of Rava. And perhaps that you saw, according to the Rava, that the Moshe writes is against our Tosus, that Isser is Isser Ibiya, but only Ibiya Shalishos, even if the Kedushin was Beheter Gamor, that will meet Rava's requirement of Kiddush Uba'al.